Hey, welcome to the Ad Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James. And today we're going to be talking about how an SEO agency called Hello SEO is using AI inside of their own business. And we'll share the exact steps that you can take in order to implement AI for yourself. Now, before we talk about that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company, or maybe just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI agent for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it's going to take you to get it finished just isn't worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer. Today I have with me Jade Pruitt, who is the founder of Hello SEO, a boutique SEO agency helping small businesses increase visibility in traditional and AI search. Hey, welcome to the show, Jade. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit, like give us some background. How did Hello SEO come to be? And like, what exactly are you like spending most of your time on with some of your clients?
Yeah. So I started Hello SEO during the pandemic. I had a lawyer reach out to me on LinkedIn near the end of the year and just say, hey, you do SEO. Can you do SEO for me? And I was working full time in affiliate SEO for CNN and Business Insider. So I had a good job, but realizing that I could get people to Venmo me extra money every month was like, whoa, this is a whole new world. I am now an entrepreneur. Time to take this to the moon. And then the challenge was like, how am I going to match my salary so that I can finally quit? I ended up transferring to a new job because I was able to during the pandemic, and I ended up in the semiconductor industry, literally optimizing barcodes for SEO during like the semiconductor crisis, which was a wild time. And then in October of 2022, I finally matched my income and got to quit my job, which was super exciting. And then, of course, 3 weeks later, ChatGPT hits the scene, and my life has never been the same.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. What was that like when that lawyer first reached out, like when he reached out, or her, he, her, whatever, reached out to you, like, and they wanted to pay you? Like, were you already thinking about, you know, maybe running your own kind of, I guess, you know, side hustle initially? Or was that like the trigger point where it's like, oh, wow, like, actually, I can make some money off of this?
I come from a family of entrepreneurs. They've always told me to start my own business. And I was like, absolutely not. I took a gap year before I started college and ran a coffee shop in my hometown. So I was 18. I was younger than all of my employees and everyone hated me. And I was like, I will never do this again. But I just gotten my first real promotion at my job, and just knowing like, oh, an extra couple thousand dollars a year goes such a long way. I can convince people to Venmo me that, like, let's go. Like, being in control of my own finances is really what drove me. And also just working with clients on my own and outside of like the strict SOPs of such a large publication like CNN really like showed me that I knew how to do this on my own. Like, my confidence like went through the roof after a few months of doing it by myself. And then the sky was the limit.
Yeah. Yeah. I had long ago, I used to work at Tesla, and there was a guy who came in and he was buying a Tesla. And obviously the people who bought Teslas were, they had a little bit of money, I would best way, but he was in the oil and gas industry for such a long time. And on the side, he was selling like sidearms and weapons and things like that. And he ended up, when he lost his job in the oil and gas, he went full time selling, you know, like weapons and guns and things like that. And he just completely blew it out of the water and skyrocketed. But like, it was interesting because for him, it was like that one moment where he lost his job and then it shifted, like where he's like, okay, full time. But for you though, Jade, like when was that moment when you're like, okay, I'm making a little bit of side hustle here, like it's going good. But then when was the shift where you're like, okay, I'm going to fully jump into it, like full time, not working for anyone else, I'm going to do it for myself. Like, walk me through what that, you know, paint that picture for me, what that was like.
Of the decision to do that or actually getting to do
that? Yeah, when you actually made that switch, you're like, okay, here we go. I'm doing it.
Oh my gosh. It felt like just jumping off a cliff. Like, it was so terrifying. And I had matched my income, and my husband and I were like, let's try to get, you know, 3 months of a safety net put away. But I was working like 17 hours a day, you know, like something wild, trying to maintain a demanding job in tech and also my client load. And work was suffering on both sides. And of course, I'm dying. I haven't taken a weekend off in 2 years. So it was very scary, but it was like the best decision I could have ever made.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now you're using a little bit of, you know, AI at Hello SEO. And like, what made you decide to say, okay, I'm going to start implementing AI in the first place? And like, what specific challenges would you say you're trying to solve, both maybe on the client side and maybe even internally with your own team?
Totally. So the moment that ChatGPT came out, I just had this gut feeling that this is the new Google. Like, we're actually going to see a massive shift in how people search. And there was really nothing to do with that information at the time. Like, it wasn't happening yet. It was like, okay, this is probably like, we have no idea how long it's going to take for us to get there. Of course, when ChatGPT came out, it only even had data up until 2021. So it wasn't even like, it wouldn't have worked as a search engine anyway. And most of the things you put in were like so wrong that, you know, I knew we had a little bit of time. But always keeping in the back of my head, people are going to adapt to this. We don't know how quickly. We don't know like what the user experience is going to be. And I, of course, have no idea how to optimize for it at that time. So one of the main things I did was just keep an eye on it. I got really good advice early on to just stay curious and excited about AI, which in my industry, it's mostly doom and gloom. I think it's finally starting to turn around, but we had a few years of just like, this is going to kill the entire industry. We're all screwed, which is definitely not true. But just staying curious, staying excited, seeing what we could do with it was huge. And one of the first solutions that we really implemented at Hello SEO is to use it to create content for our clients. And I know that sounds so simple, and there's so many bad ways to do that. Putting in one prompt and then publishing what comes out is an incredible way to, first of all, not put any new information out on the internet or showcase your expertise, but also probably to break trust with your clientele, because everyone knows what ChatGPT sounds like. Like, if your blog begins with like, in today's digital world, comma, or whatever it always says, that's a really great way to get people to click off of your content super fast. But the challenge we had was I worked with a lot of subject matter experts. Most of my clients are an expert in their field. And the choices were, I can write you content that is just going to be things I found online and repeated in a blog post for you, but it's going to be really well optimized. Or you can write your own blog post, and it's not going to have that structure it needs for SEO. Also, you probably don't want to write your own blog post. You're an incredibly busy person. So we discovered ways to use AI to interview our clients, get a giant transcript of their expertise, and then use that to create blog posts that sound like them, have their unique stories and anecdotes, and like their actual expertise showcased in that. And we've discovered that these blog posts just absolutely blow up in Google. Like, it's so much fun.
Yeah, I think there's...
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, so like, what, like, I think one of the things a lot of people do is like, when they see the power of like, you know, OpenAI and all these large language models out there, and they're just putting in, hey, create for me a blog post. And then they're just, and there are people out there just publishing that. Like, what would you say is like, why is it not good to just basic prompt, put it in, and then post it immediately to like your website? Like, why would there be benefit that you would say that, hey, we actually do this a little bit better at Hello SEO by taking that? And, you know, walk me through that a little bit.
Yeah. So one of my first jobs in SEO was just like being a, you know, minimum wage copywriter, content writer. And all I was doing for our clients who are mostly in the medical field was Googling and then coming up with what I needed to write about and just taking information that was already on the internet and just putting it back on the internet again. And that's what you're doing when you're putting in that one prompt. So it's not fresh information. It's also not really optimized in any sort of way, even if you ask ChatGPT to optimize it. And it's going to have that tone and cadence that we all know is AI. So it is more likely to break trust with your clients than build trust, which is the whole point of having blog content.
Yeah. What do you feel like, you know, like for some, like, since you've been input, how long you've been, how, I guess let me ask that, for how long have you been kind of like using AI within like Hello SEO? What would be pretty good?
I think our first big round of blogs came out in like spring of 2023. So it's, okay, it's been quite a while.
Okay. And like since then, you know, obviously there's been probably a lot of testing that you've, you know, played around with different platforms, but like specifically for like maybe your clients, like what types of results have you been maybe seeing so far that's maybe worth noting for some of our listeners today?
Totally. So one of the first, we call it content hubs because we publish about 10 to 15 blog posts all at once, and they're all interconnected, which is super, super fun. One of the first ones we did was for a plastic surgeon, and she is such an incredibly technical person, of course. And we sat down with her for an hour. We got about 10,000 words out of her. And of course, all the questions we're asking are based on keyword data to begin with. So we know that what we're getting from her is going to matter from a search perspective. When we published those blogs, within a month, her organic search had increased by 480%. And her business was making seven figures by the end of the year. It was wild.
That's incredible. So all from this, like that one interview with her for one, you know, an hour or so. But you prepared initially where you took some of the keywords that you knew were important based on like, I guess, like her industry, and then
yes,
went into the conversation. And then, so walk me through, that blew my mind there for a second. I'm sure that people feel the same way. Like you said, 10 blog posts at one time, like how does that work? Like, tell me more about that.
So most people, and it's kind of like an old like SEO tactic that people say all the time is like, oh, you have to like put out new content and like put out a blog a month or whatever. And because, you know, we built them all at once off the same interview, we were like, why don't we just put them all up and see what happens? And it really worked because they were so perfectly interconnected to each other. We're creating this keyword cluster around everything that she offers. And of course, so little content, especially in like the medical field, unless it's like formal papers, is actually like from the perspective of the surgeon. So she could tell us things that, you know, no one else could even come up with. So it works really well. I will also say we did optimize the rest of her website for SEO. We didn't like just throw the blogs up there, but because they ranked so well and brought in so much traffic, Google is getting that positive feedback loop of, okay, this is a really valuable source. And so she ended up ranking for all of her other like service-based keywords in her area. Within a couple of months, she was number one for everything.
Wow. That's what a great story like that is, like, especially like just talking about like prepping and then jam packing it. And all of a sudden, like getting that much traction within a short amount of time period, you know, that's a huge deal. So walk me through, you know, Hello SEO, obviously they're using AI right now and your team's using it. Like, what are some of those kind of visionary AI initiatives that are upcoming over the next couple of years? And where do you see maybe AI playing the biggest role in your operations next?
That is a great question. We just hired an operations person to come in next month and fix everything. So I'm excited to see exactly what she is going to do. I started building out like formal SOPs, and a lot of them involve AI in ways that was kind of surprising. I've been just dabbling and like seeing what it can do, but it's so good for creating meta descriptions, for one, and creating redirects, kind of like just doing those really annoying bulk SEO tasks so quickly and so well that I think over the next year, it's going to be doing things that we haven't even thought about yet.
Yeah, for sure. I for sure see that. I hope that operations person that you brought on is going to do as much good as your case study that you share with the 400%.
Right.
With we increased it by 5,000%. No. So, and as we wrap up the conversation, AJ, I definitely appreciate you having it on. And where can people learn a little bit more about you and maybe a little bit more about Hello SEO that you would maybe recommend to them?
Yeah. I recommend my LinkedIn. I'm Jade Pruitt on LinkedIn, the one who founded Hello SEO. That's where I do the majority of my social media work, but also HelloSEO.com is a great place to get started. I have that free report card on my website. Kyle just filled one out.
I sure did.
It's actually my goal for July, depending on when this comes out, to get 100 of those done this month. So I would love anyone to go fill out a free report card. You get instant results or like insights into your own SEO, but then I make you a Loom video afterwards explaining all of your SEO, which is really where the value lies.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. Thank you so much, Jay. Appreciate having you on. And thanks for everybody listening today. And remember, if you're looking to implement AI into your business today, don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress that the AI could cause, it may not be worth it. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer and let them build out and manage your AI for you. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Signing off for now. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. And looking forward to seeing everyone on the next episode of AI Chronicles.